to UP's Country's Kix 104.7. Good morning, Arthur Wyman here with you. It's the middle of the week. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. There, I got that out of my system. Here's Eric Church to kick off the day. We have the birthday list coming up in about 6 minutes, but right now, here's Dan and Shay. That's Cole Swindell's single Saturday Night, his latest. It's right here on the UP's Country, Kix 104.7. Good morning, it's Arthur Wyman here with you. And it is time to take a look and see what's happening on the birthday list for this Wednesday. Kicking things off on the music side of things with Loretta Lynn, who is 89 today. This, of course, is probably her best-known song. Now, on to the rest of the list, the famous and the infamous. Kicking off with Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader, Pete Rose, who turns 80 today.
It's about a couple of times. Schau kicks and he fires. Rose swings.
There it is! Get out!
Charlie Hustle is 80 today. And as always, if today does happen to be your birthday, happy birthday to you, one and all. And with the music, you know, I got the phone working. Yes, thank you very much. Welcome to Wednesday mornings. Anyway, hey, Farmer Gary, how are you?
I am doing just lovely, Arthur. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay, all things considered. It's like, oh, man. But all I can say is thank God I wasn't recording when I first got the phone hooked up with you, or, you know, we'd have big problems.
Yes, yes. With our wives, mostly.
Yes. Oh, where else would we get in trouble? Who else would... Oh, wait. How many people have we... Never mind. Oh, can't we go on to something else?
Just so I don't have...
End up saying something I might regret later.
No, the story is
too late
Houston.
For that, isn't it?
No, this story comes out of Houston. I was really hoping it was Houghton, but it's Houston instead. Domino's have actually got a pizza driving robot. They basically got this little car thing.
Oh, you put
your pizza in.
Yes.
And it delivers right to your home. You get there, you got a PIN number. You go through, hit the PIN number, you get your pizzas out. And,
yes.
They're trying this out in Houston.
Houston, so. Yes. And they named it R2. I know. I had the story actually yesterday on the show. And I'm sitting there and I'm trying not to laugh because it's like, it's a, quote, robot car, unquote, which means... Mm-hmm. It's either driving very slowly on the roads, or it's small enough, maybe that's why they call it R2, that it's driving on the sidewalk, which means we're going to run over little wiener dogs. Is that about it?
Yeah, I think it's got to be going slow, Arthur. Because if you look at the picture of it, it's got a slow-moving vehicle sign like I got in the back of my trackers. So...
I hadn't seen a picture of it yet, but...
Yeah, no, it's all white, and it's got the slow-moving triangle on the back of it, so I'm guessing it's going to be going kind of slow. What I want to know is who's going to, like, pretty much hit this thing with their vehicle and take the pizza. You know it's coming.
Coming, heck, and just tip it over, you know?
but the size of it looks like you throw it in your back pocket.
Something like that. And I loved the comment that Domino's had, you know, we're going to see how well everybody takes to it, how well everybody does everything to it, mm-hmm. and see how well it works with our regular pizza delivery people. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, it's a robot putting
people out of work.
College kids and people who are looking for a car payment out of work. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that Amazon wants to do with the drones, because no one wants to have buckshot in their pizza, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see one, Mabel.
Exactly. That really would be getting dinner, eh? Shoot down a drone with carrying pizza, killed it, drug it home. It was like the caveman, right?
Yeah, but the bad part is I can also see some of these people try to gut the pizza. But that's... I'm sorry.
I hear you.